The chesed when speaking during lunch is that there's no chashash bittul Torah in my speaking because you'll be eating lunch anyway. So if there's something worthwhile, okay, not Torah, not knowing, but at least there's no chashash bittul Torah. Just one very pshuto kamashmo short idea. The suggested topic was what Eitza, the Madruchim, can provide to the Talmidim in terms of preparing for Tisha B'Av. You know, the same question, I guess, can be recast as, you know, what do we need to do to prepare for Tisha B'Av? So just one, not with no insinuation that this is the only hachana, but just one idea that I wanted to try to highlight, Rezus Hashem, in that clearly Yahadus is very much a religion of action, of learning. And as the Rav explains in various points in his sermon, the Torah didn't trust us, didn't want just a religion of subjectivity, of just leaving us to our own thoughts. Things are objectified. That notwithstanding, that there is a role for quiet contemplation, for reflection, for solitude, and it plays a pivotal role. In one of the English volumes published posthumously, there's a remarkable ha'ora about the 3 weeks. The Rav asks, if you look at the different nihugin that we have during the 3 weeks, we don't take a haircut, Ashkenazim don't get married, and you trace back what's Medina de Gemara about the 3 weeks. Not what's later minhagim that have developed, but what's Medina de Gemara about the 3 weeks. So I don't know, it shouldn't be a remarkable answer because it's mafurish, right? But the remarkable answer is that the only thing that's Medina de Gemara about the 3 weeks are the haftoros, the tzlas of the Puranusam. The minhagim about haircuts, b'chulu, those are later minhagim. What's Medina de Gemara about the 3 weeks is only that we have special haftoros. So what kind of... what kind of tzkufa of Bein HaMetzorim is it if there's no we identify, okay, so you come to shul, it's like a different haftarah, but we think of that we define the 3 weeks in terms of you make sure you get your haircut, schedule and chasanas, etc. So the Rav explains that clearly what the 3 weeks are intended to do is to focus us on korban. Focus us on the causes of korban and korban, to get us thinking about korban. Again, as we know, obviously one can't flip a switch on Tisha B'Av. Rachman Letzlan, in the event of Avelus Chadosha, so something happens, which is a trigger, and that causes the person to, Rachman Letzlan, shift into a mode and mindset of Avelus. With Avelus Yishana, there is no trigger. So Chazal designed the 3 weeks to trigger reflection, and hence the hanhaga that Chazal did introduce was the haftaros, which means that again. So once we get to the 9 days, so we do have other things which are already midinah d'masnisa, matan v'simcha, but l'chara there too. It's to intensify that reflection. by definition, that requires just that we take time and think and reflect. Kimeduma, that it's a skill or a capacity that we don't necessarily give its due in terms of developing and cultivating. The ability to sit and reflect. And yet, it's indispensable for Ikorim Gedolim in Avodas Hashem. Really, on a daily basis, three times on a daily basis, before one stands up to say Shemon Esrei, it's supposed to be a period of reflection. Shulchan Aruch talks about being Mizvone, quoting from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, amongst others, to reflect. Without that reflection, it's sort of the battle for Kavona is, seems to be to get off on the wrong foot. Mitzvah's tshuva is impossible without a person spending time. Beinu lebein atzmo, just time for contemplation, for reflection. The certainly one primary hachana for Tisha B'Av. Especially in Sifrei Chassidus, highlight is a very, very big day of Avodas Hashem. But certainly one primary hachana is to find times for reflection. Now, again, clearly, as Mabuchim, so you need to help provide the, as it were, I guess not talking points, it's reflection, but reflection points for the guys in terms of to help focus and guide their thoughts. But amidst everything else we're doing and learning, that ingredient, that component is crucial. It's crucial in this context. It's crucial in the context of tefillah, and it's crucial in the context of tshuva. A person just has to be alone for a tkufa, for a period, for however long is productive. However long that period is. And with going into Tisha B'Av with those, with reflection, with having brought oneself to a certain point, so then one is poised and in position to engage in the Avodas Hayom. That's the one thought I wanted to share.